Astros and Mariners at Minute Maid Park one day after Felix Hernandez comes off the DL for Seattle. James Paxton makes his return from the disabled list, and he had a rocky start facing Jose Altuve here in the first.
And the 3-2 to Altuve, swung on, line drive into left center field, drops in, a base hit. Springer running third, heading home. Off of the ball, Heredia. The throw will go into second base. Jose Altuve with an RBI single, trying to get himself out of a jam. One run in the stretch, and the 2-0-2. Correa swinging, a line drive into center field and deep. Heredia going back, reaches up, can't get to it, over his head. This one all the way to the wall. Altuve running third. He'll score. Correa in at second base with an RBI double. And the Astros now have a 2-0 lead for Correa. His 69th run batted in. Actually good last night. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Swinging a line drive shallow. In center field. This one is going to drop in, a base hit. Correa running third. Heading home, and he's going to score. Off of the ball is Heredia. Gets the throw back into Robbie Cano. A soft line drive into center field by Evan Gattis. He drives in a run, and the Astros now lead 3-0 here in the first inning.
Against the Angels his last time out. He delivers, swinging a ground ball, punched up the middle. It hops into center field, base hit. Gattis hits third base. He's coming home. Here's a throw from Heredia. It is up the third baseline. Gattis scores standing, and with two outs, Cameron Maybin continues to hit against the Mariners. An RBI base hit into center field makes it 5-1 Houston.
Charlie Morton strikes out 7 over 6 solid innings. He improves to 12-7 on the year as the Astros beat the Mariners 5-2 on Friday night. That ends Seattle's 3-game winning streak. Evan Gattis and Carlos Correa each had 2 hits and drove in a run for Houston. Here's Mariners skipper Scott Servais after Friday's loss.
Yeah, no doubt. Pax was just out of sync mechanically. His arm felt fine. There's no issues there. I just think, you know, his timing and where he was at mechanically, just the release point and feeling like he knew where the ball was going out of his hand. He just got a little funky tonight, as to be expected. I think he hadn't been out there in a month. I think what Felix gave us last night was better than expected tonight, a little bit less. But we did get 50 pitches out of Pax, so we'll build upon that and get him out there again his next turn. We need him. He's been a big part of our season so far, but tonight he just couldn't get in any rhythm mechanically.
So kind of a commitment throwing him out, or not throwing him out, but having him start today. He needs to get those 50 pitches so he can build.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And we're concerned. Anytime you leave a guy out there for that long in the first inning, I think he's at 34, 35. It was probably going to be his last hitter if he didn't get out of the first, but he did. And to get running back out there for the second inning. But again, we got to keep building on it. He just didn't have it tonight. It happens. To work his tail off, and he'll be better next time out.
But his velocity wasn't where we normally see it. Is that a function of
it's all mechanical? Yeah, there's no doubt. Yeah, his arm felt fine. There was no issues there. His work in between starts, there was a little bit more hop on the ball, and it was coming out of his hand better. But you put a hitter in there, hadn't been out there in a month. It's part of the game. It's not as easy as it looks, and I think we saw that tonight.
Yeah, to that point, part of it is at pitch count, but also just throwing him back out there to start the second inning just for him to get that feel.
Yeah, to get him up and down, no doubt. And I wish he could have got through the second, once you're where he was at, we saw he tried to make an adjustment after he came in for the first to go back out for the second. Just didn't get a good feel for it, so it was time to get him out of there.
The ball Correa hit was scorched, but Heredia, that's a tough read when it's right at you.
Oh, it's a very tough play. That ball was hit hard, and the toughest play at an outfield, especially center field, is a ball right at you. There's no doubt. So, they took some good swings, on Pax. Like I said, just didn't have the same zip on the ball tonight, and he'll be better next time.
Morton just kind of kept you on balance.
He did. He got the couple big double plays in the fifth and sixth. I thought we had pressure on him there. He's had a good season. Certainly pitched well in this ballpark for them. He keeps the ball at the bottom of the strike zone. He's a ground ball guy. He controlled, been Cruzy and Seegs tonight, and just didn't get much going. We needed to get that big hit, big double there with a couple guys on. It didn't happen in the fifth or sixth.
Mike Zunino now 8-for-14 on this trip. I mean, he just is one of your most consistent hitters right now.
Yeah, Z's seeing the ball really good. He's been aggressive. He's had good swings. It doesn't get any tougher. Facing Giles, he jumps right on a first pitch fastball there, in the ninth inning. So he's in a good spot mechanically, much different than where Pax is at. But it's part of the game. You guys come, you get the feel for a while, and he's in a good spot right now. Hopefully we can keep him there.
And Ben Gamble. finally kind of looked like he was stepping out of it a little bit.
Yeah, I thought Gam swung the bat well. You know, Robbie chipped in with a couple of hits. You know, Segura, a couple of RBIs, a couple of hits there. So, again, it's going to take consistent pressure. And, you know, this team's had our number here the last, you know, four or five games. We got to get over the hump against them. And it's going to take, you know, getting a big hit, somebody getting a big double with a couple of guys on to kind of bust it open and get guys relaxed a little bit.
This series continues on Saturday at Minute Maid Park with Erasmo Ramirez on the mound for Seattle against Dallas Keuchel for Houston.